Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities and the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report, a daily broadcast dedicated to keeping you in touch with many of today's most important issues and examining how those issues directly affect our traditional values. And now, here is author and constitutional lawyer, Phyllis Schlafly.
On this Thanksgiving Day, it is appropriate to share with you portions of three presidential proclamations calling on Americans to give thanks. Abraham Lincoln's Thanksgiving Proclamation in 1863 read like this: "It has seemed to me fit and proper that God should be solemnly, reverently, and gratefully acknowledged, as with one heart and one voice, by the whole American people. I do therefore invite my fellow citizens in every part of the United States, and also those who are at sea, and those who are sojourning in foreign lands, to set apart and observe the last Thursday of November as a day of thanksgiving and praise to our beneficent Father who dwelleth in the heavens." And here is the Thanksgiving proclamation of President Grover Cleveland, given in 1894. "On Thanksgiving Day, let our ordinary work and business be suspended, and let us meet in our accustomed places of worship and give thanks to Almighty God for our preservation as a nation, for our immunity from disease and pestilence, for the harvests that have rewarded our husbandry, for a renewal of national prosperity, and for every advance in virtue and intelligence that has marked our growth as a people. And with our thanksgiving, let us pray that these blessings may be multiplied unto us, that our national conscience may be quickened to a better recognition of the power and goodness of God." And then, of course, there is the original first Thanksgiving proclamation given by our first president, George Washington. He said, "Whereas it is the duty of all nations to acknowledge the providence of Almighty God, to obey His will, to be grateful for His benefits, and humbly to implore His protection and favor, may we then unite in most humbly offering our prayers and supplications to the great Lord and ruler of nations to render our national government a blessing to all people by constantly being a government of wise, just, and constitutional laws."
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report. If those words written by George Washington and read in part by Mrs. Schlafly caught your attention, then maybe you'd like a copy of the full text. Write us at Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. Ask for the Thanksgiving Proclamation when you write to Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. And join us each weekday as we explore the most important issues of today and occasionally a little history on the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means
they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
Want to look good and feel great? Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Well, there are things you can do and natural products available that are strong and safer than harsh synthetics. Rediscover ancient secrets with therapeutic grade A essential oils. The molecular structure of essential oils is highly oxygenating in nature, increasing vitality and energy to the body. Our essential oils and supplements are all natural and absolutely pure to help you discover optimal health, essential nutrition, emotional well-being, and effective weight management. Whether using our products or looking for a home-based business, you'll be glad you contacted us by calling 1-800-993-OILS. Therapeutic-grade essential oils are emerging as the missing link to modern medicine. That's 1-800-993-6457. You can also visit our website at www.naturesoils.org. That's www.naturesoils.org.
From the heartland of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Derry Brownfield Show, starring Derry Brownfield. And here's the star of the show and the man who says there's only one way to find out if a man is honest. Ask him. If he says yes, you know he's crooked. Derry Brownfield!
Hello there, Derry Brownfield here, and I am happy that you're along on this adventure in broadcasting. It is the talk show with the country flavor and some common sense points of view. Opening my mail today, believe it or not, there was a dozen of Ben Roberts' organic eggs in the mail this morning. If you were listening Friday, you heard us talk about organic eggs and how the health stores are selling them all over the country, and Ben had 800 hens, and how he's going to 1,000 in March, get another 1,000 in July, because you can't near keep up with the market on these organic eggs. But anyway, we have a dozen, less one. We have 11 organic eggs here. One of them was a little bit broken for some reason. I don't know why that egg would have broken, because he had them packed right. But the interesting thing was, can you imagine how they got here? They came express mail, but they got here on Monday morning, and we didn't talk about this until last Friday. And he didn't know we were going to talk about it until Thursday. So, you know, you can't complain about the U.S. mail mule. That thing got right along. Anyway, so much for the organic eggs. Have an email here from our listener in Ireland, and I would share it with you. It's just a couple of sentences, but he says, "Hello, Derry. I hope all is well with you. Today's show was brilliant." And I don't know which show he's talking about, but of course, we'd like to think that they're all brilliant. "As I fed the cattle, I listened with great interest to it. Keep going with the common sense approach. The reception is coming across loud and clear here in Ireland. I listen on WWCR 12.160. Now, Jeff, you're the expert on the subject, but why can he listen in Ireland? We come in loud and clear in Ireland, and they can't hear us in Kansas.
Because the signal's being broadcast to that direction. And so it's going to be stronger heading over there, but behind the signal, where it's not necessarily being broadcast, you get some washback, it's not as strong.
Well, anyway, it's good to know we have listeners over there. Over there. You know, here it is. I should have had this a week ago when we came back from the New Year's Day holiday, whatever. But I have an interesting thing here about what this country was like 100 years ago. And it has some interesting stats here. I don't know whether they're 100% right or not. I assume that whoever wrote this had done some research on it. But the average life expectancy 100 years ago was 47. Let's realize that that kind of makes you believe. I mean, people say that and say, well, you know, we didn't have old people. We had a lot of old people 100 years ago. Now, I wasn't around 100 years ago, but my grandparents were. And they lived and lived and lived. The thing that so many that got the stats down so low 100 years ago is so many women died in childbirth. Babies would die with pneumonia. We didn't have the antibiotics antibiotics and things that we have today. So if a little kid got the flu, he was sick. And but if you lived, you know. But anyway, they tell us that the average life expectancy was 47. Only 14% of the homes in the United States had a bathtub. Now, I don't know what they're going to refer to as a bathtub here. I guess if you're talking about a big bathtub that you can get in and sit down in, yes. But everybody had a, what do they call them, a number 10 or something wash tub. And you took a bath in that, and people survived. Only 8% of the homes had a telephone, I believe that. A three-minute call from Denver to New York City cost $11. There were only 8,000 cars in the United States 100 years ago, and only 144 miles of paved roads. You know, I can remember when very few roads were paved. Where I live in central Missouri, 50 highway was paved, 40 highway was paved, but practically all the crisscross roads that are blacktopped today were gravel roads. The maximum speed limit in most cities was 10 miles an hour, and I can understand that. If there were just so few cars, practically everybody was either horseback or in a buggy or wagon, and to flow with the traffic, why, you'd go slow. Alabama, Mississippi, Iowa, and Tennessee were each more heavily populated than California. California had 1.4 million residents, and it was only the 21st most populous state in the Union. The tallest structure in the world was the Eiffel Tower. The average wage in the United States was 22 cents an hour. The average U.S. worker made between $200 and $400 a year, but a dentist could pull teeth and make $2,500 a year, okay? More than 95% of all births in the United States took place at home. I was born in a house. 90% of all U.S. physicians had no college education, but they attended medical school. That's a little misleading to say that they didn't have college educations. They went to medical school. Anyway, they tell us that sugar cost 4 cents a pound. Eggs were 14 cents a dozen. Coffee was 15 cents a pound. Now, you look at that, eggs at 14 cents a dozen, and you say, well, that's pretty expensive. But, I mean, that's pretty cheap, but when you think that the average wage is 22 cents an hour, you'd work over an hour, about an hour and a half for a dozen eggs, something like that. Anyway, coffee was 15 cents a pound. Canada passed a law 100 years ago prohibiting poor people from entering the country for any reason. Now, I don't know whether they meant for entering the country to just enter or to stay. See, Australia has that, or at least they did the last time I was down there. You could not move into Australia permanently unless you had money. You had to prove that you had facilities to take care of yourself, which we should have here in the United States. It would sure make a better nation of ours. The five leading causes of death: pneumonia and influenza, tuberculosis, diarrhea, heart disease, and stroke. The American flag had 45 stars. Arizona, Oklahoma, New Mexico, Hawaii, and Alaska had not been admitted to the Union. The population of Las Vegas, that's interesting, there was 30 people there. There was no Mother's Day or Father's Day. Only 6% of the Americans had graduated from high school. But I'll tell you what, when they did graduate from high school, they were a lot smarter than the ones that are graduating today. Let's take a break. We'll be back. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
You have heard it said, coffee is not good for you. Well, the secret of Asia has finally arrived in America. Gano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Gano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb and miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. For all our products or to join us on our wellness journey to Manzanillo, Mexico in February, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. Again, 1-888-841-6055.
For over 5,000 years, gold has been the only true money in this world. And Republic Broadcasting has found the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity. Best Price Coins is the trusted source for your precious metals. Call them today at 1-800-813-8962 and ask what you can do to protect yourself before the next crisis. The professionals at Best Price Coins have made available to all Republic Broadcasting listeners a large supply of $10 liberties, most of which are dated in the 1800s. These coins are private gold coins and not regulated by the government. For a limited time, Best Price Coins is offering these $10 liberties for $288 a piece. That's well below market. A best price from the best place to find all your precious metals. Call Best Price Coins right now at 1-800-813-8962. That's 1-800-813-8962.
Hey, Jack Blood here. And folks, I wanted to take a minute to discuss your health. You know, the vicious cycle of treating symptoms of disease with drugs and surgery simply create more symptoms, leading to a greater dependence on the pharma cartels. There is a solution. Herbal Healer Academy, headed by the esteemed Dr. Mirijah McCain, have hundreds of natural products to treat the source of disease and illness. Herbal Healer Academy also provides many natural detox products to protect you and your family against chemtrails, aspartame, pesticides, radiation, MSG, and more. Herbal Healer Academy also provides herbs, vitamins, and correspondence courses so you can become an expert in natural medicine. Herbal Healer Academy is one-stop shopping for all of your healthy living needs. Why not call them now for a free brochure? 870-269-4177. For your free brochure at 870-269-4177. Or dial them up on the web at www.herbalhealer.com. Tell them Jack Blood sent you.
And we have returned back to what this country was like 100 years ago. We just mentioned that only 6% of the Americans had graduated from high school. But for whatever it's worth, I knew a lot of people that had graduated from school back over 100 years ago. As I say, my grandparents were well along in life 100 years ago. And an eighth-grade education there meant something. I mean, those kids coming out of there, at least him and the people that I knew that were his age, were highly intelligent and used better vocabulary and could figure in their head and do things that we can't do today. Anyway, marijuana, heroin, and morphine were all available over-the-counter at the corner drugstore. 18% of the households in the United States had at least one full-time servant or domestic. Now, I know a little bit about that, too, because at least in my neighborhood, my mother had part-time, somebody lived in, but most of these were kids that had graduated from the eighth grade, and they didn't have a high school in every community. So they would move to town and live with a family, either friends or relatives, and they worked as a household, whatever you do. You know, did the cleaning and helped with the washing and all that while they were working their way through high school, or they'd do it until a better job came up. But anyway, for whatever that's worth. Now, that was 100 years ago. Today, and I just happened to catch this morning, the current Washington status symbol is a $160 nuke alert radiation detector key fob. Jeff, we never know what to get Beth for Secretary's Day and for her birthday and all. She probably would like to have a radiation detector key fob. It looks like a garage door opener, but it beeps like a Geiger counter when the background radiation level becomes dangerous. Anyway, we'll think about that.
Derry, that's what we were going to get you for your birthday. Now you spoiled the surprise.
You know, my birthday's coming up right away, too. By golly, it'll be a week from... 2 weeks from today. So anyway, so anybody that wants to send me a nuke alert, that'd suit me. I can handle it. Wonder if it'll... It says it looks like a garage door opener. Wonder if it'll open the garage door. Anyway, a listener sent me this, and I'd like to share some of the articles very quickly with you. It's a country gentleman for those of you who can remember Country Gentlemen, at this time, Robert H. Reed was the editor, and it says, let us use farm manpower where it is most effective. This article is dated January 1943. So, see, it's over 50 years ago. And it's interesting to see how people looked at farmers and agriculture then as compared to how we appear to the mass population today. Let's take a break.
Is the Derry Brownfield Show.
In America, we value our liberty. But there's a new movement quietly being pursued by politicians that will take away our precious freedoms. It's been deceptively named the Free Trade Area of the Americas, or FTAA. Proponents claim that their objective is to promote trade by removing barriers between the countries of North and South America. In reality, the FTAA is a raw power grab. It will lead to a new government over the entire Western Hemisphere. This supergovernment will steadily take away America's rights, our Constitution, even the freedoms that we love so dearly. Protect your freedoms. Go to stoptheftaa.org. Then let Congress know that the FTAA is not an option for America. Stop the FTAA.org and keep America free.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
Return. Now, this article, this Country Gentleman, was published 62 years ago. It is a January issue, 1943, and it talks about farm subsidies here. And I'd like to point out some things because people, nothing has changed in 62 years. The question of subsidies, instead of price increases to get needed farm production, will be fought out in the new Congress. A subsidy program has strong administration support. Now, let's realize that this strong administration is FDR, Franklin D. Roosevelt. Opposition. Who do you think is against farm subsidies? The opposition to it exists among farmers and congressmen. But you see, even back then, the administration didn't give a catoot about whether the farmers wanted it or didn't want it, whether the Congress wanted it or didn't want it. FDR said, hey, we're going to have it, and we got it, okay? It would be well for the public to know this. Both England and Canada are using subsidy programs to hold their price ceilings. Now, we're going back again. This was written in 1943, 62 years ago. Canada is paying a subsidy of 25 cents a hundredweight for fluid milk and 6 cents a pound for butterfat. American farmers, so far as they have made their views known, do not like the subsidy idea. One reason is that subsidies appear to involve a double deception. Prices are held down, but the actual cost of food is concealed. Also, they are called farm subsidies, whereas they are in reality mostly subsidies to consumers in the form of low food prices. Farmers are thus put in the position of reaping the blame and the consumers the chief benefit. Well, now that has changed a little bit today, but it's not the consumer that gets the benefit today. It's the multinational corporation that gets the benefit because food prices are high, people. They would be a lot less if it wasn't for the multinationals jacking the price up. Anyway, here is that's a long article, but I just thought I'd throw that out for you. They also talk about the OPA in there, and we have some listeners out there that know what OPA stands for. That's Office of the Price Administration, or Administrator, I believe it was. But anyway, another handicap for farming. A common failing of ruling out of Washington showed up in the recent issuance of certificates of war necessary for farm pickup trucks. Now, if you remember, and a lot of my listeners remember this, it was back during the oil crisis of the 70s when Congress passed some kind of dumb rule that a farm pickup had to have the same type of... keep the same type of a log as does an over-the-road truck driver. And farmers threw a conniption fit. It may not have been a conniption fit. It could have been a hissy fit. There's a difference between a conniption fit and a hissy fit. But anyway, farmers got their nose out of joint over this thing, called Congress, and they dropped all of this. Well, we thought, how dumb can anybody be to believe that you would have to keep a log on driving a farm pickup? Well, get this. Again, January 1943. The mileage and gas this goes back to issuance of certificates of war necessary for farm pickup trucks. The mileage and gasoline allowances for such trucks were so scanty that a storm of protest poured in on Washington. Many farmers wrote or wired that their operations would be interfered with to the extent that they would have to liquidate their livestock. What apparently was not realized was the numerous on-the-farm or ranch service jobs for which pickup trucks are used. Unlike over-the-road trucks, they do not simply carry stuff to market. Farmers use pickup trucks to haul feed, water, machinery, and fencing from one part of the farm to another. Few keep any records of such operations to back up their applications. Yet strict compliance would now call for such time-wasting foolishness as keeping account of all such trips, the distance covered, and the amount hauled. The further absurdity of applying the minimum load, specific by the ODT, Office of I don't know what ODT stood for back then. Department of Transportation, probably. For such on-the-farm operation is apparent, but it can be said for ODT that it recognizes an error quickly, quicker than most Washington agencies. It backed up on the original allowances and authorized the local defense transportation boards to modify them when justified. It is to be hoped these local boards will use enough good intention to let necessary farm operations be carried on without hindrance. Certainly, farmers can be relied on to not use their pickup trucks for joyriding. That's all they build them for today. They'll build a truck to use. Gee whiz. I was talking to a Chrysler dealer the other day, and he says, you know, I won't even use a new pickup on the farm. He says, I want to push things with my bumper. He said, you can't push anything with these new trucks, and he's a Chrysler dealer. I mean, and it's not just Chrysler, they're all the same. They build them to pick up girls, not to pick up stuff. Anyhow, let's take a break. Our number is 1-800-973-3779, and your calls are welcome.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Coming Monday, January the 17th, Wendell Fleshman will be holding a special calf and yearling sale at the Milan, Missouri Livestock Auction. Now, Wendell's expecting a nice run of stock or feeder cattle and calves, and many of these calves will have had all their vaccinations. Some will be wearing the white tag, proving that their shots are all up to date. These special calf and yearling sales are in addition to the regular Thursday auctions where all classes of livestock are sold. So to consign cattle for any of the sales at the Milan, Missouri Livestock Auction, give Wendell a call. His number is 660-265-5523. Now, that's his cell phone that he carries in his pocket. The sale barn number is 660-265-4287. Milan, Missouri is in part of northern Missouri, referred to as a Green Hills cattle country. Big strings of top-quality calves are born here every year, and Milan, Missouri is the place to buy or sell. That's a special calf and yearling sale coming up this coming Monday, January the 17th, at the Milan, Missouri Livestock Auction. Derry Brownfield here to tell you why the Aeronizer is the most advanced air purifier available. What the Aeronizer does, it puts out higher forms of energized oxygen into the air, which oxidizes pollutants. It actually destroys airborne particles and removes them from the air that you breathe. The Aeronizer destroys viruses, bacteria, molds, and pollens. I mean, it kills them dead, making your indoor environment healthier and safer. The Aeronizer literally reaches into carpets, furniture, drapes, clothing, and porous materials to remove cooking, pet, and smoke odors. The Aeronizer is a safe, effective, and affordable solution to unleashing the natural purifying power of oxygen to not filter, but actually purify the air. To get the Aeronizer, call toll-free 1-877-605-9200. That's 1-877-605-9200. Or go online at www.aranair.us. 2005 has arrived. And which assets can offer you the best protection, profit potential, and privacy? Gold and silver, that's right. Again, gold and silver. Most Americans are intrigued by gold and silver, but simply do not understand how it is traded or even valued day-to-day, according to Swiss America CEO Craig Smith. But that's all about to change as gold continues to make new headlines, including CNN. It seems since 2000, Swiss America has been featured on many CNN programs, which have just been assembled into a new DVD entitled CNN Rediscovers Gold, and is yours free by calling 800-289-2646. That's 1-800-BUY-COIN. Find out why gold and United States rare coins are fast becoming the best investments of the 21st century. Directly from Craig Smith, the man who wrote the book on it. Call now, 1-800-BUY-COIN.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. And here's the star of the show, and the man who says George Washington's brother was the uncle of our country, Derry Brownfield.
And we have returned. That's a new one, too. I hadn't heard that one before either, Jeff. But anyway, we were talking about pickup trucks, and I have driven hundreds and hundreds and many, many hundreds of thousands of miles in pickup trucks. And one of my very best friends is a Dodge pickup dealer. And he also farms, and he's my age, and we grew up together. One of the best drivers I ever rode with. And he said, you know, he said, I just won't take a new truck to the farm. He said, I go out on a lot and get an old dinged up one because, he said, as soon as I get in it, he said, I'm going to ding it up. He said, you know, they're not built powerful enough, or they're powerful enough, the bodies don't hold together good enough. I'm looking here, still looking, at my Country Gentleman article that was published 62 years ago, and they show Studebaker trucks. And, gee, I'd love to have a Studebaker truck like they're showing here. No war front is too tough for these powerful, heavy-duty Studebakers. They're operating all over the world in the fighting forces of the... Now, this is what really got me. Jeff, when did you ever... Well, you weren't around then. But I never heard of the United Nations until... The United Nations was formed in 1945. I'd never heard of it. Now, this came out in 1943, but it was January of 43, and they're showing Studebaker's 90th anniversary, 1852 to 1942. It's a full-page ad here. No war front is too tough for these powerful, heavy-duty Studebakers. They're operating all over the world in the fighting forces of the United Nations. Now, I guess they were referring to U.S. and Europe and Russia as the United Nations. I don't know, but I'd never heard of that before. I'm glad I saw this. Tens of thousands of these big, rugged, powerful, multiple-drive Studebaker military trucks. The great Studebaker factories are turning out millions of dollars worth of these war trucks every week. From builder of commercial trucks in peacetime to one of the largest makers of military trucks in wartime, it is logical transition for America's oldest manufacturer of highway transportation. For the sixth time in a national emergency, Studebaker has answered the government's call for the production of Army transports on a large scale. And when decisive victory is achieved, finer, more economical Studebaker trucks than ever will be available for civilian use. Today, the traditional Studebaker watchword, always give more than you promise, has new and greater significance. Studebaker is proud of its assignments in the arming of our nation and its allies. And again, it says Studebaker's 90th anniversary, 1852 to 1942. This is an interesting story. I wasn't going to spend the whole time on this, but I find it interesting, and I hope you do. Jeff shaking his head. These old magazines, you know, we've thrown away dozens of this kind of stuff, and you find them when you go through an old attic I have a log cabin that my mother told me was over 100 years old back when I was a little bitty boy. So it's getting up there to nearly 200 years old now. There's a closet under the staircase, and in that closet it was papered. They had papered the closet with old newspapers. And you can still take a bright light, you know, a real good flashlight, and you can read some of those papers. It's, you know, they'd be back there, you know, 180, 90 years ago. Here is an old standby comes back. Wartime shortages are bringing back two good old American standbys, sorghum and sauerkraut. Reports from various parts of the country indicate that more of both of these once staple foods have been put up than in many years. Now, you did notice it didn't say they'd been bought at the supermarket. It said they had been put up. In other words, people were making sorghum and sauerkraut, all right? That is all to the good, both from the standpoint of mealtime, enjoyment, and health. There is no other kind of sweetening, I spell it sweetening, that has the high taste of sorghum. It has a tang all its own. Rich in invert sugar and abundant in calcium and iron, it imparts a robust strength and flavor to other foods. A stack of hot cakes or a platter of fried mush can have more compatible teammate. What can have more compatible teammate than a pitcher of sorghum? And nothing will satisfy the always ravenous appetite of a growing boy like in-between meals sense of homemade bread smelled spread with butter and sorghum. It provides the wherewith of energy to keep him going strong. Now, teenage boys back in those days had to go strong. They didn't do it on a football court. They didn't do it in a basketball court. They came home and got on the end of a scoop shovel or a chopping axe or a cross-cut saw, and they worked. It provides a wherewith of energy to keep him going strong. The healthful proprieties of sauerkraut were recovered when the wave of vitamin-constraining drinks hit the country. Sauerkraut juice soon joined the possession. Jeff, did you ever have any sauerkraut juice?
I love sauerkraut. Whatever juice is in the sauerkraut is the only sauerkraut juice I know of.
But a lot of folks knew that sauerkraut was good for people before they were aware that it contained lactic acid and vitamin C. Some of them were like the old Pennsylvania Dutch farmer who remarked, "We don't care much for sauerkraut at our place, so we only put up 6 barrels just in case someone gets sick." A few prissy individuals don't like its aroma. See, you're not a prissy individual, Jeff.
No, I recall when my mother made it in the basement. You could smell it that day.
Oh, yeah, it smells up the whole house, but nothing like when my grandfather made horseradish. I mean, you couldn't, and he did it out on the back porch, and you still couldn't come in the front door without your eyes watering. Boy, you didn't have a cold, though, for a long time after he made horseradish. But this is one of the twin virtues, making a dish of spare ribs and sauerkraut a treat to olfactory senses and to the inner man at the same time. It is fortunate that Americans are getting back to these old dependables. Their vigorous qualities will fortify stomachs for the tough job the war has sprung on us. Okay, that helped us fight the Germans, too, because, see, the Germans, that's what they lived on, sauerkraut. So, anyway, my people were all German. They knew how to make lip cookies with that, what would you say we're making it with that sorghum as well as the sauerkraut. Now, one more story, and then we'll move on to modern times. The grand strategy of the United Nations global war. If I had have read that this morning and not told you this was coming out of a 1943 magazine, you'd say you're talking about, you know, what's going on right now. The headline here is, and it's got a map, shows a map of the world, grand strategy of the United Nations global war depends on American food to sustain our allies, vast armies, and the countries we liberate. Are you sure that was written in 1943? Huh? Sounds like something that the president would say. Not? Okay. Food Offensive, the United States Department of Agriculture page. This whole page is written by the USDA. It goes like this. As the forces of the United Nations take the offensive to systematically crush the Axis, every American family is looking eagerly to the day when the last gun is fired. Now, I just highlighted a few things in here. I'm skipping through this. Every farmer in the United States has a particular part in this grand attacking strategy on which we pin our hopes for victory. Almost everywhere today that soldiers of the United Nations are found, American food is supplying part of the human fuel that drives them forward. Now, you know, looking back, and knowing what happened from 62 years ago, and I keep seeing article after article that FDR was a globalist. You know, he was afraid to say globalist like we do today. But don't you know that he was in control of the United States Department of Agriculture? They knew that when the war was over, there would be a United Nations. And so here the United States Department of Agriculture is referring to us, the Allies, as the United Nations, in this Farm Journal, that wasn't Farm Journal, it was a Country Gentleman's article written 62 years ago. Almost everywhere today that soldiers of the United Nations are found, American food is supplying part of the human fuel that drives them forward. The victorious British 8th Army, as well as our own troops that invaded Africa, were supplied with dried eggs, dried milk, canned pork, cheese, orange juice, and other foods grown on United States farms. It is to wipe out a starvation in any country regained by the United Nations. Stay tuned.
Is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour,
$15 for 2 hours,
and $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite
Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
You want to plant a garden that just keeps on giving year after year? Then visit the Ark Institute and find out about their all-natural vegetable seeds. Now, these aren't hybrids. They're not genetically engineered. They're the real thing. And you'll grow the best produce you've ever grown. Not only that, you can save seeds from this year's garden and plant them next year. Now, here's the deal. The Ark Institute is offering Republic listeners free shipping on their complete collection of 40 non-hybrid heirloom seeds, plus their best-selling gardening how-to manual, Build Your Ark. A complete family food security package is just $99, and remember, shipping is free. Oh, you'll have enough for canning and freezing and fresh eating and some seeds for next year. Now, that is food security. Call the Ark Institute, 1-800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912. Or visit arkinstitute.com. Do it today.
And we're back. Reading from that country gentleman, and Jeff asked me during the commercial break, he said, "Do you remember that magazine?" Yeah, I remember that magazine. It was Country Gentleman. We had back in those days Country Gentleman, Farm Journal, which still does exist, Successful Farming. Those three have been around a long time. I don't know whether Country Gentleman is still, if a farm of it is produced anymore or not. I don't know. Then Farm Quarterly came along. And Farm Quarterly was really my favorite. I was just a little kid, but I subscribed to that, and I read every word of it. And it was more like Range Magazine. It had a lot of stories about individual farms and individual people, and it was in color. It was slick paper. It was really, really nice. And I still have my old Farm Quarterly magazines. I don't know if I have the full set of them or not. They went out of business probably, I'd say, in the late 50s. In the late 50s, early 60s, they couldn't survive. They were just trying to produce too good a paper for what. And I know a little bit about that because we did exactly the same thing with Missouri Life when this business that we have here today, Learfield Communications, we bought Missouri Life magazine. And it about broke us because it was a real well done, and people just don't want to pay the subscription rate to get that kind of, without advertising, to get that kind of a magazine. Range Magazine's having the same problem. But anyway, so much for the farm publications. Now, in this farm publication, we were talking about how the American farmer was furnishing food 62 years ago to the fronts during the war effort over in Europe, and we were sending food to Africa, etc. We were the agricultural producer of the world. Now, look at this. A link to the USDA report that raises a national controversy. Now, we're back up to we're back up to December the 17th, 2004, okay? Agricultural trade surplus will vanish next year, USDA predicts. The decades-long U.S. trade surplus in agriculture, and we have sent food, the one thing that has made, and I say food, we've not sent so much food as we have commodities, you know, wheat, corn, soybeans, this sort of thing. But we have sent food to around the world for all of these many decades. And that's what has kept, one of the things that has kept our balance of payments as good as it has been. But now, the Department of Agriculture tells us that imports of agricultural products are forecast to increase from $52.7 billion in 2004 to $56 billion this year, equaling exports. In other words, we're going to buy as many agricultural commodities and bring them into this country as we're going to ship out of this country. Who benefits from all of this? The shippers, not the producers, the shippers. And, of course, they are the multinational corporations. Let's take a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
For the last few years, I've talked about financial protection and diversification with my friends at Swiss America. The Associated Press reported that Federal Reserve Chairman Alan Greenspan recently said huge federal budget deficits threaten the nation's long-term economic stability as he raised new concerns about impending problems in Social Security and Medicare. He was speaking before the banking conference. Greenspan said he was more concerned about the budget deficit than the soaring trade deficit. He also warned a day of reckoning will come. Now, what does this mean for interest rates, currency values, and the price of gold? Please call my friends at Swiss America Trading at 1-800-289-2646. That spells 1-800-BUYCOIN. Ask for their special report, Gold, the Color of Hope, and the Right to Own Gold. Please act now to protect your money. Call Swiss America today, 1-800-BUYCOIN. Mark your calendar for the 2005 American Tractor Pullers Association Winter Nationals, January 21st, 2nd, and 3rd, live from Memorial Coliseum in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Again this year, finals on Sunday. The top pro stock tractors, the top unlimited super stock tractors, four-wheel drive trucks and funny trucks, and the top super modified tractors will all have a shootout on Sunday to declare the overall champion. You'll see the best of the best pullers from 30 states and Canada, as seen on ESPN2 and the Outdoor Channel. It's bigger than ever, and come early for the Pullers Trade Show and meet your favorite drivers up close. The 2005 American Tractor Pullers Association Winter Nationals, January the 21st, 2nd, and 3rd, live from Memorial Coliseum in Fort Wayne, Indiana. It's part of the Lucas Oil Power Pulling Series and sponsored by Jasper Engines, Lucas Oil, K&N Filters, and Duramax Diesel. Order your tickets today at any Ticketmaster location or go online to atpapullersonline.com. Phones, we're in the home stretch here, Ben. Hi, you're on the air.
Yeah, I sold some subscription. Let's see, Country Gentleman was produced by Curtis Publishing Company, who also produced Saturday Evening Post, which is better known probably, and Ladies Home Journal. And I sold, I think, five subscriptions and got a pair of clamp-on roller skates for doing it.
Really?
Yep. In the early 40s.
Yeah, you and I must have hatched out of the same log.
Yeah, I'm a couple years older. Okay, that's all.
You were actually a magazine salesman.
No, they advertised if you sold, I think it was three or five subscriptions, you got a pair of clamp-on roller skates. My mother didn't think I could do it, but I started. We lived in the rural area, and I started out, and I ended up selling the required number of subscriptions, and I got my roller skates.
Well, good for you. Did you already know how to skate?
I didn't have any place to hardly skate after I got them.
I was going to say, see, that was the problem.
Yeah.
I learned, of course, I lived in the wintertime. I lived with my grandparents, and they lived in town. So I had sidewalks to skate on.
Yep.
But out on the farm, there just wasn't, we didn't have concrete floors like we do in our buildings today.
No, Oh, just a little bit of sidewalking by the house.
Okay. Hey, thanks for the call.
Yep.
I don't know if you remember me talking about Rabobank or not. Rabobank, R-A-B-O-B-A-N-K. But the Farm Credit Service was going to turn, and it's Farm Credit Services of America. It was in Iowa. I can't remember the states, but I believe Iowa and Nebraska was two of the states that were going to turn their loans over to this foreign bank. Well, apparently, the thing didn't pass muster. The farmers that have money borrowed had to vote on this, and it didn't go through. Now, the Farm Credit Services of America must pay Dutch Bank, Rabobank, $10 million as part of a settlement for breaking a merger agreement earlier this year. See, the Farm Credit Services of America, this organization, just went out and said, hey, we're going to go with you guys. Well, a lot of people locally said, no, you're not. Now, it cost them 10 million smackaroos because they made a deal that they couldn't carry through on. By the way, speaking of making deals, and I think I have time for this, McDonald's is named Marketer of the Year. We're talking about the Double Archers, the Golden Archers. They were named Marketer of the Year by Advertising Age magazine. Now, here's what they did to become the best marketer of the year. They have a campaign out. I don't remember seeing it. Did you ever see the I'm Loving It, Cam? I'm Loving It.
Yeah, it's on right now.
What's...
their campaign, I'm Loving It. It's still going.
Okay, see, I don't see that sort of thing. Where do you see it?
TV, radio.
Okay, all right, well... I didn't see it. But I'm Loving It campaign features a photo of a teenage boy holding a hamburger with the following copy. When I open my burger, I know it's 100% USDA beef. Well, the minute I saw that, I said, I didn't know the USDA was in the beef business. Huh? Come on. Then it goes on to say, nothing but the real thing in every quarter pounder and cheese. Now, what is McDonald telling us here about USDA beef? What are they claiming? Do they want people to think that McDonald's burgers are 100% beef that comes from the United States? Is that what that means? Or are they trying to say their burgers are 100% inspected by the United States Department of Agriculture? You see, I would say McDonald wants consumers to think that USDA stamp means the meat came from the United States cattle producers. Well, wrong. Doesn't mean that at all. McDonald buys a lot of its meat. It imports a lot of meat. And all meat that comes through your little burger is USDA inspected. It doesn't make any difference where it comes from. Anyway, it looks like it's It's a deceiving ad campaign, and I have wasted my last 30 seconds. I'm not going to get to finish as I usually do, and we will just go to Happy Trails.
Happy Trails to you, until we meet again. Happy Trails to you, keep smiling.
Who cares about the clouds and we're together?
Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather.
Happy trails to you, till we meet again. Happy trails to you, till we meet again.
The Berkelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making and bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.